Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys on a Monday edition of the show. Can I get an amen for the return of college football? The NFL was fantastic. Texter says, I hope my Falcons are tanking for Dabo and Trevor. He wants both of them. Both of them he wants. This is something that I disagree with professional athletes on. And I know that I'm not in the locker room, but I've been in many locker rooms. I get it. What message does it send professional players when you're saying we're not trying to win? I understand it. I get it completely. But let me riddle me this. You're the Chicago Bears. You got Nick Foles collecting dust, making $20 million on the sideline, who evidently is not good enough anymore, was great in Philadelphia, but is not good enough anymore to even unseat Mitchell Trubisky, who is like the bust of the 21st century, right? Why not, for the next 15 years of your life, why not have a four-month sacrifice to make the next 15 years of your life positive? You only have to tank for 4 months. You know what I'm saying? You put the practice squad guys on the team. You coach the way you regularly do. And then you decide, is Trevor Lawrence the best quarterback? Is Justin Fields the best quarterback? Or is Trey Lance the best quarterback? You get the number one pick. You make the decision. And now the next 15 years of your franchise's existence is positive. You always hear from professional sports, professional athletes, if a coach put forth a plan to quit, he would lose the locker room. That's why you don't see it. Players don't understand how to quit. They would have no respect for their coach if that was the attempt, if that's what they were trying to do. Folks, long-term view, long-term gain. You want to solve that quarterback problem. It is in your hands. It is in your hands. I see no problem with tanking. Now, the NBA has figured out how to dissuade people from doing this. You know, you only have like a 25% chance of getting the number one overall pick if you have the worst record. You have a little bit better chance, right, than the second worst team. And the second worst team has a little bit better chance than the third worst team. But if you tank the entire season in the NBA for a 25% chance, that's a you problem. The NFL would be wise to look at doing that, because if it's just based on worst record, and I'm a team like the Chicago Bears, or I'm a team like the Washington No Names, then I am absolutely looking at a four-month sacrifice in order to have 15 years of gold. You know, like, people have asked me my strategy, like, you know, Mark, I have lived conservatively very conservatively during this pandemic. And I'm a relatively healthy guy, but I have asthma and I have high blood pressure. And my doctor tells me that with this virus, that puts me at increased risk. So this year, my strategy, what I've told myself mentally is, okay, Mark, are you willing to make a one-year sacrifice and not do a lot of the things that you like to do in exchange for, hopefully, having the rest of your life? Okay, are you willing to make that one-year sacrifice? And the answer was yes. So, yeah, this year I've been a lot more reserved. I've lived a lot more conservatively than I would normally be living because I made that deal with myself. Now, that's not to say you still couldn't get coronavirus. You still couldn't do all those things. And you're playing the risk game. We all play the risk game, right? So that's the decision I made. But I would make 1 year sacrifice to hopefully have the rest of my life. Why wouldn't you make a 4 month sacrifice in the NFL in order to have 15 years of actually having a quarterback? I don't understand that. I don't understand that. Lonzo, I am on team tanking, and I will never understand people saying that they won't do that.
No, you can't tank. Your job is to go out there and win.
Not this year.
I think your job every year, our job every day is to win, isn't it? Should we come in and dog it?
There's no benefit to us tanking, though. There's no benefit. You know, we don't get the number one draft pick if we tank.
I know if I were playing for an NFL team and the coach told me, hey, we're just not going to play very hard, I would not want to play for that team. I'd want to go somewhere else where someone had a winning mentality. And when they say tanking, you know, maybe they don't necessarily say, hey, play less. Maybe they call the bad plays. Maybe they don't play who they need to play. I don't think you do what you said and play practice squad. That's obvious that's what you're doing. I'm not a tanking kind of guy.
I respect that. I just wholeheartedly disagree. And I think you need to have the long-term view. There are certain players that can turn your franchise around for 15 years, and the only sacrifice is 4 months of suck. That's it.
This is weird. I don't recall this happening before, but we just had a cloud burst, and now there's a bird sitting on the windowsill. You'd think that would be more common, but I don't recall ever seeing that. And it's just looking at me.
When you say cloud burst, what do you mean?
A bunch of rain all at once.
Oh, I got you. Okay, I've never.
You've never heard a cloud burst before?
No, never in my life.
So if a cloud bursts, what would happen? It's full of rain, the rain drops all at one time.
Clouds colliding create thunder, but I've never heard of
cloud burst. Look it up.
Heard of that.
It's a thing.
No, there you go.
And that bird is still sitting there staring at me. That's weird.
There you go. Who might be in the market for that number one quarterback? Washington could be in the market.
Really? After the way yesterday?
Not one game. Cleveland could be in the market.
That's
possible. Chicago's definitely in the market. Let's see here. Jacksonville could be in the market. Carolina, theoretically, could be in the market. Las Vegas Raiders. Chargers drafted Justin Herbert. They're not in the market. Las Vegas could be in the market. And that's it. You know, you got five or six teams that could be in the market for this guy. The other thing I want to get to is Clemson's first game against Wake Forest. I'm asking you guys for your grade for the Clemson Tigers in that game. I give them a solid B. Okay, it's a solid B. It's not a B+. It's not a B-. It's right there in that 85-86 range for me for the grade of the game. They did not cover the spread. Dabo Swinney doesn't coach to cover the spread of the game. The spread was 34 points. They won by 24 points. They missed it by quite a bit. The first half was outstanding and was blown away by what I saw, and I'm most impressed with the fact that Clemson does this consistently every single time to every single opponent. You've got to be so impressed by their consistency, folks. I mean, it's just saying something that they're able to do that. And on a day where pretty much everybody in college football looked like crapola, you know, and we're watching this, and if you're a Clemson fan, you must have been saying, uh-oh, Notre Dame doesn't look good against Duke. North Carolina scuffled around with Syracuse the entire afternoon. Clemson's the only team that had no problems. Just shut them down in the first half, 27-0, and then went into cruise control. I will say this. I really hope that Dabo amends something that he normally does this year, because I think it's important. Clemson does have a claim to wide receiver U. And if you look at the Clemson athletic pages online, you know that means something to them. I see at least once a week, wide receiver U, wide receiver U, wide receiver U. They post things about their NFL alums. You know, DeAndre Hopkins. They reposted DeAndre Hopkins' tweet today. They're really playing up wide receiver U at Clemson. But why couldn't Clemson be quarterback U as well? Deshaun Watson to Trevor Lawrence, Taj Boyd to Deshaun Watson to Trevor Lawrence to DJ Uiagalelei. Why couldn't they be quarterback U? Well, I'll tell you, there's one thing that Dabo has to do in order for that to be the case, and in order for Clemson to begin getting all of the number one quarterbacks in the country. And that is, you got to let them win the Heisman. You know, you got to let them play enough to put up the stats to win the Heisman. And I hope that this year with Trevor Lawrence, this year with Dabo Swinney, I hope that we get to see that this year. I hope that Trevor Lawrence gets to put up a series of 300, 400-yard passing games so that he can have a chance to win the Heisman. Because he enters the year, folks, as the favorite. He is the prohibitive favorite. And in my opinion, Clemson's going to run through this season. Clemson's going to – the most difficult game of the year is at Notre Dame. They're going to win that one by 17 points or more, if not 20-plus. The starters will play longer in that game than they did against Wake Forest, but you got to give Trevor Lawrence a chance to win the Heisman Trophy. That means you got to leave him in long enough to win the Heisman Trophy. That means he's got to build statistics enough to win the Heisman Trophy. It matters. It matters, folks. Winning the Biletnikoff Award matters. That is important, and it matters to people. Okay, T. Higgins should have won that award last year. Didn't play enough, and went to Ja'Marr Chase. Trevor Lawrence should have been a Heisman Trophy finalist last year. But his statistics, compared to the likes of Justin Fields and company, very, very modest, very, very meager. You got to let him play a little bit more. And winning the Heisman, I'm sorry, but it's important. It's important. And I realize I just channeled my inner Lonzo when I said that there. I never heard Wake Forest Stadium sound so loud. Nobody was there, but they had those the crowd noise pumping in on the loudspeakers, man. That was false advertising if I've ever seen it. I've never heard that stadium sound so loud in my life, which was interesting considering nobody was there. And look, I thought Clemson had a resounding, very positive overall performance. I liked that Cornell Powell was being worked in. I thought Travis Etienne looked like a man amongst boys. The degree to which Clemson has the best backfield in all of college football is as wide as the chasm that is the Grand Canyon. I mean, it is just those two guys, Trevor and Etienne, just are absolutely dominating in terms of backfields throughout college football. And I thought overall a very, very, very impressive performance for the Clemson Tigers. Brian Brzee, Murphy and company. On that front line, you got to just be so excited about what those guys are going to be bringing to you here moving forward in the future. KJ Henry, unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, folks, coming up next on the show. Oh, by the way, a texter says, tanking affects a coach's and player's brand. No one wants to have a down season in their career. It affects their stock as a player. I understand all that, but a four-month sacrifice for 15 years of glory. Call it whatever you want. Play the players, but play them a quarter? I don't know. All I'm saying is getting the quarterback makes a hell of a lot of sense to me. Coming up next on the show, we are going to hear from Chris Lowe of ESPN.com. And we're going to talk a lot of different things on college football with him. We'll ask him to grade Clemson's performance. And the Big 12 on Saturday, yikes, is that a blip or a trend? That and so much more coming your way right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now is somebody I had the privilege of meeting last year at Clemson in the press box. He is an ESPN senior writer covering college football. And if I may, ladies and gentlemen, just a wonderful human being, Chris Lowe joins us right now on the show. You read his work, you love his work, so do I. And he joins us right now. Chris, I greatly appreciate the time, man. How are you?
I'm great. And thanks for the introduction. That was pretty sweet, man.
That's what I do, Chris. That's what I try to do. But when there's somebody like you, Chris, that everybody just speaks so highly of, I want people to know that as well, because I think sometimes our audience wonders, you know, about the people that they're reading. Are these good guys or these bad guys? There's certainly, and you've encountered them, Chris, there's certainly some shady characters in the sports media industry. But you, sir, are one of the best. So I appreciate you kindly. Can I ask you, Chris, most and least impressive performances of the weekend for you?
And we're talking teams, obviously.
Sure.
We're talking not players, teams.
Yes, sir.
I thought, and I know you got to consider the competition, but what Sam Ehlinger did in Texas.
Yes.
He was, you know, let me ask you a question. Who's played longer, Sam Ehlinger, or did Hunter Renfrow play longer at Clemson?
How is Sam Ehlinger still at that school? Like, going back to the history of Texas, all I see is the face of Sam Ehlinger. How is this possible, Chris?
Yeah, I can't remember a time when he wasn't their quarterback. I guess back to maybe after Vince Young left, maybe,
yeah.
You know, he stepped in. But no, I mean, I'm being obviously facetious, but he is he's an example of if you got the right guy quarterback, a guy who has command of the system, who's a tough kid, and everybody rallies around him, and is as good a player as he is, you've always got a chance. Now, I don't know that Texas can unseat Oklahoma. I got to see that to believe it. But boy, I think that they certainly looked the part. And you know what you're going to get out of him. So I think he and Texas would be right up there. You know, least impressive. Let's give Billy Napier in Louisiana the credit, but what a bad outing or debut for Iowa State at home.
Yes.
I mean, you start talking about the Big 12, and outside of Oklahoma and Texas, the team that you heard a little bit of chatter about maybe this could be a sleeper team in that league was Iowa State. Well, they didn't look the part in the opener, but again, Iowa, you know, Billy Napier and what he's done at Louisiana, we forget they won 11 games last year. And teams came after him. You know, Mississippi State wanted to interview. Ole Miss wanted to interview. He said thanks, but no thanks. He did interview at Baylor. but, you know, turned down opportunities to interview at Ole Miss and Mississippi State. And I think in part he knew what kind of football team he was going to have this year. And week one, boy, they certainly proved it.
They certainly did. Chris, can we get from you the very latest on the Big Ten? And I'm also curious what this potentially means for the Pac-12. Are there any talks of rekindling for the Pac-12? Are they, again, just still waiting to see what the Big Ten does?
Well, you realize when I answer this question with the Big Ten, it's going to change like five times in the next 30 minutes.
Maybe totally different by the time the show's over. Right. And I understand that, and I think our audience does too. But the last I heard was that they're going to have a vote at some point in the next few days.
Yeah, well, let me answer the Pac-12 question first. And talking to some people there that I trust, I don't think the Pac-12 is in a position to start play before sometime in November. I don't see any, you know, again, things always change, but based on the latest information I have, it'd be very, very, very surprising if you see the Pac-12 out playing in October, which is when the Big Ten hopes to return. So, you know, with getting the medical people on board and counties to open up, some things are going to need to open up, especially in the state of California, the Pac-12. I don't think it's realistic to see anybody out there playing again until November the earliest, which would put them out of the equation to be in the playoff. The Big Ten, yeah, the presidents and chancellors are supposed to vote maybe today, maybe tomorrow. They've been discussing meeting since yesterday about when they can return, getting updated medical information from their medical task force people. And I think at the root of this is being able to test daily, number one, and two, being able to get immediate test results are some of the newest information that they have, which would enable them potentially to come back and play. If they are able to start, let's say, October 17th, which I know was one of the dates that was discussed, that would give them 8 or 9 weeks to come to play and then have a conference championship, say, on December 19th. And remember, on the 20th, is when the playoff committee is going to select their team. So that would potentially help them be included in the playoff consideration. But you got no wiggle room. You basically would have to play for 8 or 9 straight weeks. And I don't know how realistic it is, just having seen what's happened the first couple of weeks, that anybody, you know, maybe some team hits it just right and they play every game that's on their schedule, or a handful of teams. But it's going to be challenging. There's a lot of challenges. And I've talked to a bunch of these coaches to be able to play a bunch of weeks in a row and not have a week where you have to move it back or postpone or tweak the schedule because you got a lot of kids that are positive and or a lot of kids in quarantine.
Chris Lowe of ESPN joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. My overall grade for Clemson's first game, Chris, is a B. I thought they looked like the sharpest team in America in the first half. I really thought they let their foot off the gas in the second, resulting in the overall grade of B. Some impressive individual performances. Those young guys on the defensive line are going to be terrors for years to come. And so I give them a solid B grade for the opening week. What say you?
Yeah, I think that's about right. And they were dominant in the first half. Very impressive. It's hard, you know, when you're in command like that to finish the game. But I know if you said, I guarantee if we had Dabo Swinney on with us right now, that's the thing that drives coaches crazy, that you start looking at the scoreboard and you don't finish the game the way you want to. Listen, as long as that recruiting machine rolls along, and there's really about 3 or 4 what I call elite recruiting machines in college football. Bama would be one. I think Ohio State you could put in there. Clemson certainly is in that category with the way Dabo and that staff and the continuity he's kept on his staff. The way they're able to go out all over the country. You know, you watched them play the other night. Their kids making plays and making impacts from the South, from the West, you know, all over the place. You know, and that's, you know, Georgia, and that's what makes them so good. And you're right, the young kids in the defensive line. And listen, as long as Brent Venables is there running that defense, I don't care how many people they lose up front in the defensive line, how many Isaiah Simmons they lose, how many guys in the back end, they're always going to be good. They're always going to be a load. And that system, his system, and yeah, it may be a little bit difficult to learn because it's – when I say difficult to learn, it's certainly difficult for offenses to go up against, but he's got a way of teaching it, and you've seen that sort of play out over the last few years. They're always going to be really, really good on defense. I don't care who they lose.
Chris Lowe joining us here on the show. You know, for the first time in a long time, Chris, I heard Brent on the broadcast on Saturday night address his future, and he said, "You know, I suppose I'll have to say yes eventually to a head coaching position, or they'll stop asking me." With that in mind, what kind of offer, what kind of opening do you think would entice him to leave Clemson?
I don't know if it's what kind. I think it's the timing.
Okay.
You know, he's such a family guy, you know, and he's a commitment guy. And I've talked to Brent about this a few times over the years. I mean, he's got a great setup. He's paid a ton of money to be the defensive coordinator there at Clemson. He loves living there. He loves working for Dabo. Again, you know, he set down roots there in Clemson. I would say, though, you know, a top 10 type job comes along and a place where he thinks that fits who he is, fits his family. He feels like that he can go in immediately and recruit to that place and have a chance to win a national championship. Then, yeah, I think he's probably being very honest in what he said the other night. At some point, you got to say yes. I mean, and he's had some – there have been some schools that have come after him and have had a lot of interest, but I just don't think there's been one that won yet where he felt like, you know what, I can't say no to this one. And but I do disagree with him on one point. He's too good a football coach and too good a human being, and that – people are going to continue to say, "Hey, are you interested?" I don't care if he says no for the next 2 or 3 years. They're going to continue. He's always going to be in that proverbial desk drawer of ADs. You know, you say every AD has a short list in his desk drawer. If they lose their coach or the top 3 or 4 guys they go after, Brent Venables' name is going to be on every one of those lists.
I would agree there. 3-0, the Sun Belt was against the Big 12. Louisiana versus Iowa State. We touched on that. Arkansas State, Kansas State, Coastal Carolina, Kansas. Do you take anything big picture away from that weekend? Is this more of a blip or a trend for the Big 12, Chris?
You know, I think first of all, probably the Sun Belt has not gotten the credit it deserves. Secondly, this is one of those years where you may see a few more of these type results. Now, granted, a lot of conferences are playing all league games. The SEC, for instance, is playing all SEC games. But if ever there was a year tailor-made for teams that maybe don't have the resources, don't recruit at a level that some of the Power 5 schools to rise up and beat some of those schools, it's this year because you haven't had spring practice for the most part. Teams haven't been able to hit as much. You don't know as much about your football team. You're probably going to count on some young guys that maybe aren't ready. I mean, how many really ready-made freshmen are there to play in college football? You know, at the big schools, Bama, Ohio State, Clemson, they get them. So you're going to know less about those guys. So I think schools like Louisiana, schools like a Coastal Carolina, and listen, Coastal Carolina, growing up in that state and seeing where that university has come from, not just the athletic department, but the university and the facilities and the money they put in, you know, football, baseball, across the board is tremendous and good for them. You know, and I would say that up until 3 years ago, was it 3 years ago the Coastal won the baseball national championship?
Yes.
4 years ago? I bet you could probably go out to California, you could go into Texas, you could go up into the Northeast, and do a trivia questions on where Coastal Carolina was. Or anybody ever heard of Coastal Carolina? They probably never had until Gary Gilmore and that crew won the baseball national championship. That really put them on the map. And to their credit, athletically, football's certainly a part of that. They've taken it and run with it.
How do you feel, Chris, the sport translated without fans or without many fans on Saturday? How did it hit you?
You know, I probably would have a better feel to answer that if I were there. I was not on location anywhere. Let's say I had been covering the Clemson Wake game in Winston-Salem and went there and drove and just sort of seeing how barren the campus was and no fans in the stands and watching it from the press box. You probably have a little bit better feel that way, but just watching it on TV, it was a little different. From my vantage point, and just, again, being someone who was watching a lot of games on TV, I didn't notice a huge difference. Yeah, the crowd noise was you know, certainly at a game like Wake where there were no fans. Now, the Florida State game, there were some fans. You know, so that was – maybe that's comparing apples and oranges, the Florida State game, the Georgia Tech-Florida State game to the Wake-Clemson game. But I didn't notice a huge difference just watching it on television. Again, I think once we get into some more competitive games, you know, when we start to see – some teams that are top 10, top 20 teams playing each other on the road, I think that's where you're going to probably see the biggest difference. You know, when a team that goes into a Clemson and has to play or goes into a Sanford Stadium or a Bryant-Denny, places that are hard to play. Well, all of a sudden, if you only have 20,000 fans in the stand or whatever the percentage is, it's probably not going to be as big a home field advantage for those clubs.
Chris Lowe of ESPN joining us right here on Offsides ESPN Upstate. Chris, what is the word on bowl games? I keep hearing fans, media members alike, almost speaking bowl games into existence. Should we expect to have a full slate of bowl games again this year?
I would say we should expect nothing going forward. I would say whatever we get the rest of the way in college football, we should be happy and grateful. And I mean that sincerely. I was just glad to see the season start.
Yes.
And if we get 10 games in the SEC, if we get 11 or however many in the ACC, 10 in the Big 12, or if it's just 7 or 8, you know, if we get to a point where we can play enough football games, where the playoff committee can sit down and really assess who the four best teams are and we can have a playoff, I mean, what a huge bonus that is with everything that we've gone through. And when I say we, I mean everybody.
Yes.
With the virus and all the things that have happened off the field. But just to have a season where you get to play a playoff would be, would be therapeutic for a lot of people. I don't know about the bowl games. And if I said right now, it would just be a pure guess. How many bowls will we play? Will we play most of them? Will we play some of them? I don't have a crystal ball. I think we're going to know a lot more about the season, period, once we get into October, once everybody has played. The SEC doesn't even play their first games until September 26th. So once you have 2-3 games under your belt and you see how programs are managing it, all the kids are on campus, you know, do we continue to have outbreaks, large numbers of kids on football teams in quarantine, I think we'll have a much better feel once we get, say, to mid-October, and then maybe we can better answer some of those questions.
As we let you go today, Chris, I just want to let you know I've been touched by your continuing tribute to my friend Ed Ashoff, who worked for ESPN. Ed and I went to school together at the University of Florida, was one of the best people I ever had the privilege of knowing, Chris. And when, you know, prepping for this interview, Chris, and looking at your Twitter page, I was struck by the fact that you still have the photo of you and Ed Ashoff on your Twitter profile. And for those unaware, we all lost Ed Ashoff on Christmas Eve, actually, his birthday on Christmas Eve. He became ill with pneumonia in November. And then, after his passing, they determined that he had a rare lung cancer as well that really contributed. I miss him greatly, Chris, and I just wanted to see if there's anything you'd like to share about your experiences with Ed as we let you go here today.
Well, first of all, thank you for mentioning Edward. You talk about a superhuman being. He was as good as they get, and I guess I was about 20 years older than Ed, but I think Ed taught me a lot more than I ever taught him. You know, and you talk about a master bridge builder, and God knows we need more bridge builders in this world and
yes.
in this country right now. Edward was able to connect with everybody and anybody. And I miss the conversations. We both had a quirky sense of humor. We love talking about silly things that typically fourth and fifth graders thought were funny. we desperately miss and need Edward's insight with what's going on in the country right now, because he had such a keen sense of sort of how to separate and work his way through the BS and get to the heart of what really mattered. And I miss those conversations with Ed, you know, and he was so good at what he did and just had a way. I mean, you know, he'd moved out to LA and was doing more TV. And even though, you know, Edward cut his teeth in the SEC in the South, going to school at Florida, and the two of us did the SEC blog for a couple of years. I mean, he immediately got to LA and got in with people out there, the Pac-12, and formed the kind of relationships that it takes to be good in this business, which tells you everything you need to know about Edward. But boy, I miss him. I mean, I miss everything about him. And I would ask people to keep his fiance Katie in their prayers, because it's been a tough deal for her to lose her best friend, her soulmate, and her fiance at such a young age.
Beautifully stated, Chris. Chris, thank you so much for the time today. Do appreciate it. Hope to check in with you a little bit later in the season.
You bet. You guys have a great day.
You too. All right. Chris Lowe, ESPN senior writer. You've been reading him for years on ESPN. Joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Alonzo. So they are saying that Venus has gases around it. Venus has been eating beans. But Venus has gases around it that would indicate that microbial life is possible. Where there is microbial life, other life could be possible. So they're making this discovery about Venus right now. Will we have an indisputable alien encounter in our lifetimes, that it where we can finally put to rest the conjecture where some people don't believe it's really real? Will we have an indisputable alien encounter?
I would say yes, and more than likely it will happen before the end of this year.
Absolutely this year, right? 100% this year. It's got to happen this year. Indisputable. That's tough because I've been here for 43 years and we still haven't had anything indisputable. But I'm going to go yeah as well. I'm going to go yes as well. I think it's going to happen. I think we're going to catch something, or I think there's going to be something that is just so obvious that that nobody can deny it anymore. I'll roll with that. What do you got, Lonzo?
All right. Walmart is testing out a drone delivery system. Right now, it's only being tested in North Carolina, so it's not that far away. The test is focusing on household essential items and certain grocery products. When it's available, will you have toilet paper delivered by drone, or will you still go to the store to get your tissue?
I would have toilet paper delivered by you, Lonzo. Who can get their hands on toilet paper? Nobody. You can bring toilet paper to me? Hell yeah, man. Now, remember when we were talking about drones watching people to make sure they don't leave their homes, and you were telling me people would be shooting them down? You think anybody's going to shoot down the drone carrying toilet paper so it doesn't reach my house?
I think drones will be shot down if they're carrying anything, especially over certain counties in South Carolina, because it's like, hey, it's like the stork bringing you something. It's an amazing thing. No, I don't want a drone delivering me something because it would have to get through the trees, and I don't think it's that they can fly that well yet.
That'd be pretty awesome, though, to see it coming in, though, wouldn't it?
Unless you weren't expecting it. Let's say you're sitting on your balcony and your neighbor's getting something delivered. You don't think that would freak you out a little bit?
No, I'd be thinking, what do they get, man? They got a pizza for me in that thing? What's going on? I'm in. All right, what was the most surprising result from NFL weekend? Bears over Lions, Washington over Philadelphia, Jaguars over Colts, or Cardinals over 49ers?
I think you got to go Cardinals over 49ers.
Yes, you do.
You do. Yeah, you absolutely do, because when you got a bust of a quarterback, you don't expect them to come through and have a decent game like he did. And you expect San Francisco to play better, and they just didn't.
Yeah, they didn't, but you got to give credit to Arizona for that. What do you got, Lonzo? I will agree with you, by the way. Arizona was the most surprising, but a very, very close second for Indianapolis and Jacksonville.
All right, another Buckeye has opted out to get ready for the NFL. If the Big Ten plays in the spring, will we recognize any of the names, or will next men, or with the next man up mentality, should it matter?
We won't recognize any of the names, nor will a Big Ten spring season matter at all to anybody, nor will anybody really pay attention to it. You might, Lonzo, but nationally speaking, the rest of the country will have moved on, and they might crown a champion with like 8 teams playing. I think it'll be a joke. They need to figure this out if they're going to do it. Either don't do it at all or do it now, because anything worth doing is worth doing well, and that you can't do a spring season well in the current climate. You just can't do it.
Oh, I don't think they're going to have a spring season either. Either do it now or don't do it. I completely agree with you.
And finally, Lonzo, you got one more?
I do. Players in the NFL are not allowed to exchange jerseys at the end of the game, but we still see players exchanging handshakes and hugs after the game. Should handshakes and hugs be banned, or would it be unenforceable? This jersey thing is so stupid. Did you see all the video of the players after every single game just doing what they normally do? Let them exchange jerseys. If they don't catch it when they're shaking hands or hugging, they're not going to catch it from the jersey.
Wow. Well, I understand why they're doing it, Lonzo. They want it to be protocol. They want to be smart. Did you hear Matt Rhule got a talking to from the NFL as well? Because every time they showed the camera on him, his mask was down.
Well,
so, do
you need to blame Andy Reid for that? Because nobody wants to know. Everyone saw that the first game, and every coach is like, that's not going to be
me. He looked like Iron Man, didn't he?
Every coach said, there is no way that I'm doing that.
Come on, man. Come on. All right. That is Either Or for the day. When we come back, we will close with a take to take with you right after this here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Neil Pappas is saying, man, he's trying to call in so he can get after me about Tom Brady. You can get in now, Neil, if you want, and we'll get you on before the end of the show. Happy to do that. A texter wants to know, what does Mad World do right now with the mask situation? I have no idea. I have no earthly idea how that works.
But I'm sure that our sponsor does a wonderful job, and I'm sure they take care of all their patrons, and you should go out to Mad World and have a good time.
Absolutely, absolutely. But you know what, man? Like, I kind of think I've seen some places banning like Halloween already, and isn't Halloween like the perfect holiday for this? Everybody's got masks on, right? I mean, is Halloween not the absolute perfect holiday to enjoy all this? I don't know, man. That's my take.
Well, anyway. Everybody's already wearing masks for Halloween, so they're ready to go.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Neil is on the line, by the way.
Want to remind you guys that we are going to have a doubleheader for you tonight, folks. We've got the Giants and the Steelers, and then we've got the Titans and the Broncos. Pick your poison, Lonzo. Who wins tonight? Steelers, easy. I can't even believe this line.
Steelers,
3 points.
Steelers and Titans.
Steelers and Titans. People are liking Drew Lock. All right, Neil is up next. Neil, got about 90 seconds for you, buddy. Glad you got in. What's up, man?
All right. First of all, we'll get Tom Brady to March, and me and Lonzo can get that ass about Tom Brady and his system quarterback ass. But anyways, sometimes, Mark, you know I love you, but sometimes you're such a fraud. I'm going to tell you what I mean by such a fraud. Arizona's the biggest upset, yet San Francisco, without their number one and number two wide receivers, and without George Kittle the entire second half. Yeah, he played, but he was hurt. He didn't catch one damn ball. Against a team that is the worst matchup in the NFL against them because of Kyler Murray, if you take away a team's three best options on offense and pin them up against the worst matchup that you could possibly do, including Kansas City, whose worst matchup is San Francisco, they're not going to win, even at home, no matter the situation. And yet you're talking about DeAndre Hopkins is the reason that Deshaun Watson is not going to be an elite quarterback anymore. And yet they got they got your boy Nuke Hopkins in Arizona now, and all of a sudden it's a huge upset. I called it before the game. If you don't believe me, Billy's not going to lie for me. Ask him if I didn't say Arizona was going to beat San Francisco straight up. That's okay, because San Francisco will get healthy, and they're still going to around 12 games, and they're still going to be in the mix. That's all I wanted to say, because you were driving me crazy with that. Come on, man.
Okay, so here's the thing. Even despite all of that, San Francisco's got an infinitely more talented roster than Arizona does, right? And I realize I don't have Deebo Samuel. I knew Kittle was out in the second half. I understand all of that. I get it, right? You still have Mostert, and you still have a ton of great weapons on that team and an elite defense. Kudos to Arizona for pulling that off, man. Incredible, incredible win. Man, it felt so good to be back here on a Monday. It felt so, so good. A Monday following college football and the NFL. Stay tuned for Monday Night Football Doubleheader right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.